This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Christian leaders who are calling 1 million young people to fast and pray for 2020 and the upcoming decade. Learn more after this break. God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel," that is, the good news, "to every creature." If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled, through obedience to Jesus, to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com. Prominent Christian leaders and ministries throughout the United States are calling on 1 million young people to fast and pray for 2020. 25 years ago, Campus Crusade founder Bill Bright called for fasting in hopes of a spiritual revival. Now, a new generation is stepping up to intercede for the upcoming decade, which some are calling the Roaring Twenties. Evangelist Matt Brown says this: "A new generation is hungry for God to move in great power and is embracing the call to fasting and prayer as a primary tool to advance the gospel." End quote. Jennison Franklin points out that although fasting is a private discipline that yields many personal benefits, the promises of fasting can also impact your community and your nation. Franklin says this: "In the Bible, there are cases in particular where fasting literally changes history." End quote. Franklin's church, Free Chapel, has fasted 21 days each January and has seen God do some amazing things as a result. Dr. Malachi O'Brien says this: "The call for 1 million young people to fast and pray is historic, but must not be about any one church, leader, organization, or denomination, but rather a collective of believers, young and old, who sense that God is about to do something historic in the Roaring Twenties." End quote. To learn how you can get involved in this movement of fasting and prayer, visit roaringtwentiesfast.com and tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.